on this day, 4th June 1921. Sinn Féin, not a murder gang. Lord Buckmaster, ex-Lord Chancellor of England, was the principal speaker at a crowded meeting at Oxford, last night organised by the Peace with Ireland Council. Throughout recorded history, said Lord Buckmaster, there has never been a time that the Irish people have relinquished their passionate desire for national independence. That sentiment has been made the subject of unprincipled sport by party politicians and used when they wanted to gain their way with Ireland. Sinn Féin, as a political faith, is a thing of which no one need be ashamed, and the cruel deeds by which that cause had been stained did not touch the heart of the faith. Sinn Féin did not mean murder. Its political faith was that Ireland had the right to govern herself, and the murders by which it had been disgraced were violent, passionate, criminal outbursts of people thwarted, mocked, and cajoled for centuries in their effort to attain that end. Murder was just as base and abominable committed by armed forces of the Crown as by some desperate fanatic who thought he was serving the Irish cause. They must not think that they could solve the Irish problem merely by putting on one side those Irish men as a common gang of murderers, because they were not. They did not find 20,000 people kneeling in mud and rain and begging in all sincerity for the intercession of the Most High God for common murderers. IRA raid Belfast jail. A daring but unsuccessful attempt to release political prisoners incarcerated in the Crumlin Road jail in Belfast was made yesterday evening. It appears that three men, two of whom were dressed as military officers and one as an RIC sergeant, drove up the Crumlin Road in a taxi cab. They walked up to the great door and knocked for admission. A warder opened it, and the three men coolly walked into the guardroom. The officers explained that they had come to remove some Sinn Féin prisoners. Apparently, the suspicions of the warder were immediately aroused, for he threw the bunch of keys he was carrying into the inner yard of the prison while shouting for help. Realizing the danger of their position, the visitors left. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. The rising tide of indignation in Britain against Lloyd George's reprisals policy, voiced here by the respected liberal jurist Lord Buckmaster, extended even to King George V himself, the present Queen's father. Distressed by atrocities being committed by his forces, the King consulted the South African PM, General Smuts, and the scene was set for the conciliatory King's speech in Belfast, which would finally end the conflict.